Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
2 weeks ago, we told you about a five-hour hearing on Senate Bill 99 that took place in the Senate Judiciary Committee. The bill, as you may recall, would stop doctors from performing gender transition procedures on minors. With the explosion of kids now claiming to be transgender, Montana and 20 other states have decided to address the problem. It all stems from the fact that some kids are genuinely gender dysphoric. That is, they believe they are actually the opposite sex. It's an actual malady in some individuals, but there's no way the numbers we're seeing now are genuinely gender dysphoric. As we're discovering, it's more a function of peer pressure as kids spend more and more time on social media. The problem is that unlike other phases that every kid goes through, sex change procedures or gender-affirming care, to use the politically correct term, often results in irreversible, lifelong changes that can leave a child sterile and physically and mentally damaged. One example is Chloe Cole. At age 12, she was given puberty blockers. Beginning at 13, she was given massive doses of testosterone. At 14, she went through menopause. At 15, she had a double mastectomy, and by age 16, realized she made the greatest mistake of her entire young life. And to add insult to injury, it's not reversible. Senate Bill 99 simply says, wait till you're 18 before you begin this process. 85% of those experiencing gender dysphoria will have outgrown it by then, and those who haven't can then make these irreversible decisions as an adult. Needless to say, the bill is controversial, and emotions reached a fever pitch yesterday as the bill was debated on the Senate floor. After nearly an hour of heated debate that involved emotional pleas, objection after objection being raised, and at one point, the bill's sponsor yelling across the chamber that a Democrat senator had just lied about him, the vote was finally taken. Our side won by a margin of 28-21. The final vote takes place today at 2 o'clock. And if our numbers hold, the bill will pass from the Senate to the House. Five Republicans voted against the bill, including Wendy McCamey of Great Falls, Walt Sayles of Bozeman, Dan Solomon of Ronan, Terry Vermeer of Anaconda, and Jeff Wellborn of Dillon. If any of these senators are from your district, you might give them a call and urge them to change their vote to yes when the final vote is taken. The phone number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. And since transgender issues seem to be front and center during this legislative session, we have another bill up today in House Judiciary. House Bill 361, sponsored by Representative Brandon Lehr of Savage, will stop teachers from punishing students who refuse to call a transgender student by their new name or preferred pronouns. The operating premise of the bill is that forcing a student under the threat of discipline to participate in a charade that they know to be false is just plain wrong. With kids in some states transitioning as young as kindergarten with the help of their parents, other students are being told by teachers that a child who was Johnny one day is now Susie wearing a dress on the next day, and his classmates must now refer to him as her. It's confusing, especially for young kids. Government-compelled speech is not free speech, especially under the threat of discipline, when a student is forced to say something they know not to be true. House Bill 361 would protect free speech, freedom of thought, religious liberty, and plain old logic. If it takes the kids to speak the truth to adults who are living in a fantasy, then so be it. We'll be there to support the bill. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.